Nunes, Parler ban a violation of antitrust. Civil rights, the RICO statute, there should be a racketeering investigation. By Jeff Poore on January 10, 2021. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, called on the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into tech companies' efforts to remove Parler as a platform from the Internet. The California Republican cited violations of antitrust laws, civil rights and the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Well, Maria, when I wrote that book, I was hoping to warn Americans so that they would vote right and that maybe this wouldn't happen and this could be prevented, he said. Unfortunately, it's far worse than what I could even imagine. The effect of this is that there is no longer a free and open social media company or site for any American to get on any longer. Because these big companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, they have just destroyed Parler is likely a billion-dollar company. Poof, it's gone. But it's more than just the financial aspect to that. Republicans have no way to communicate. If, and it doesn't even matter if you're a Republican or conservative. If you don't want to be regulated by left-wingers that are at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, where you get shadow banned, nobody gets to see you. Nobody gets to see you, they get to decide what's violent or not violent, it's preposterous, Nunes continued. So, I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack on not only a company but on all of those like us, like me, like you, Maria. I have 3 million followers on Parler. Tonight, I will no longer be able to communicate with those people. And they're Americans. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.